Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Maybe some more rain today, but yesterday we received over 30 millimeters of rain in 1 hour, causing some major flooding here around the city. I know they said Walmart East actually got flooded out a little bit. They were using water softener salt as like sandbags.
Oh, yeah.
Within the store. Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I guess it kind of got everywhere.
Yeah, some people got water in their basements. I know my aunt did. Right under the Albert Street Bridge there by Boston Pizza, I drove into a pool of water. It's hard to tell when the water's coming on. Your windshield wipers couldn't even keep up. But the one that killed me was watching all those cars underneath the Albert Street Bridge. Like,
it's been flooded for the longest. Like, it always floods. When there's any bit of rain, there's always a little bit of water down there. So when we're getting a lot of rain, maybe avoid it. All you got to do is when you're driving around town and you go, this seems like a torrential downpour.
Yeah.
I should avoid Albert, the Albert underpass. Yeah.
Winnipeg's bad, too, usually by Nicky's Cafe there. That's bad. But, like, unless your car stalled at the start of the rain underneath the underpass, what's your car doing there?
Yeah, if you see any water in that, just know that it's probably too deep to take.
Yes.
I mean, it seems logical by now, but I'd like to think that these people are maybe new to the city, and that's why this is happening.
I know you'd like to think that, but you know it's not true.
But this
maybe you're right, because there are new Canadians to our city. Maybe.
Yeah. But I would,
that a whole bunch of those people that we brought in because of the forest fires in Northern Ontario get a vehicle.
I don't think they're really driving around, though. Like, I you know what? It's probably some idiots texting.
Yeah.
That weren't even paying attention that drove right into it.
Or like, you know what? I can make it. You know, I see that big vehicle didn't make it, but I can make it.
Yeah. I don't know. There's the one photo I've seen, there's this little car.
Yeah.
With its, like, trunk open. That one, I don't know how it thought. I think there was texting going on there. There had to have been.
Something or stupidity.
We could sit here and try and think about what's going through their mind. All I know is there ain't a lot.
We should put up a Chad and Ballsy sign. You're dumb. Take another road.
Yeah, go another way. Maybe, you know what we should do next torrential downpour, Ballsy?
What?
You and I should sit out there in big yellow rain slickers and just point.
Direct traffic?
Yeah, just direct everybody away. Just don't go. Actually, I do sometimes wonder why police don't block it off. If they know it's a good point, just put up some roadblocks.
Yeah.
Get out those sawhorses. We have a few of them.
You can't. We've got them in holes all over the city. We're out.
Well, find a new breeding hole specifically for the Albert Underpass.
We're out of sawhorses.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Sometimes using your brain is hard. All that thinky stuff, it's enough to drive you mad. Today, I'm going to try and make this easy for you. Should you use the Albert and Sask Drive underpass when it's raining?
Well, should I?
Oh, hi, Timmy. I didn't see you there. Well, the short answer is no.
But my dad does it all the time.
Well, Timmy, your dad is a dumb sh**. You see, the underpass fills with water.
Yeah, but maybe you can make it through.
Well, maybe you can, and maybe I'm not sleeping with your mother.
What?
You see, Timmy, that Albert Street underpass is always filled with rain since the beginning of time. It will never change, so don't even try it, even if you think you can make it.
My dad told me to have goals, and someday I think I'll make it. You just watch, mister.
Ah, that's the spirit.
I'm gonna do it! Yay!
Somebody tell this dumbass to quit eating pink chips. The Albert Street underpass. Don't even try it.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Just passing the midway point of the year in 2019, so let's see how your New Year's resolutions are going. They asked 2,500 North Americans if they've stuck to their resolution. Nearly two-thirds say they didn't make one. Did you make one?
I can't remember. Probably something to do with, like, have better memory.
I didn't. 8% of people claim they've stuck to their resolution. 15% mostly have. So that's a combined 23% success rate, which is, I know the gym people haven't.
I know they haven't, because it sure clears out, doesn't it? I think it's done now. I think a lot of people are lying too. And I think a lot of people will, like, change what their resolution is. People will be like, I'm eating 100% healthy at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And then eventually they'll be like, well, I'm cutting out sugar. That's what I'm doing. I'm gonna cut out sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll be like,
till the first cinnamon bun comes by.
Right, and then they're like, okay. Yeah. I'm only gonna have one cup of coffee a day, and that's where they're at right now.
Like, till your buddy buys you one.
Yeah.
Just one that I'm gonna pay for
that's
a day.
One that I'm gonna pay for
that's a day.
Financial responsibility.
Yeah, that's right.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Anybody get stuck in the underpass yet? Oh, it hasn't flooded yet? Okay. Mm. We'll talk about
it. Dummies. Anyway, I don't know if this is... We'll let you decide at 936-WOLF. Number to call, number to text. Is this cold-hearted or just plain awesome? Guy in Bradenton, Florida named Ryan Bray recently saw a guy panhandling at a stoplight.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy did
something we're used to.
Yeah, I call them boulevard beggars.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't look disabled in any way, so instead of giving him a handout, he offered him a job. He said he'd pay the dude $15 an hour to do yard work and help get him off the streets. But the guy refused the offer and started cursing at him, then kicked his tire as he left. So Ryan went home, made his own sign, and came back and shamed the guy. Here's what the sign said. I offered him $15 an hour to do yard work for me, and he refused. If we as a community stop paying these people, they will leave our neighborhood.
Mm.
A reporter tried to interview the panhandler, but he refused to talk to the reporter. Now, tread lightly here because you don't know people's state,
mm-hmm.
right? And
mm-hmm.
and a lot of times, not a lot of times, but sometimes you can see that there's obviously something not
yes.
right.
The
mental issues,
yeah.
they've got issues, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you feel bad for them, and I have given money to panhandlers mm-hmm. before. I told you about doing that at the 13th Avenue Cathedral Safeway. Didn't
yeah,
that
you're
a
saint, yeah.
Yeah, anyway, but... I also have offered people that have been in Saskatoon their
yeah,
bat and,
yeah.
and here, like gift cards to like Tim Hortons or something
yeah,
like that.
Right.
And they have turned me down. They have flat turned me down. They want the money instead.
Yeah.
They hold a sign that says they're hungry, but they want the money instead. Well, sorry.
Well, it goes back to when I was in Boston too, and I walked by that panhandle.
Oh right.
And I
yeah.
waved at him, and he said. Yeah. F you, that's not what I want. And part of me was like, I respect that.
So I'm okay with that. I'm okay with what this guy did.
Yeah.
I'm okay with what he did.
I don't like it. I think it's just causing something that doesn't need to be caused. I mean, well, he's doing that. You know what I mean? There are some people that get up on a soapbox for no apparent reason. Like, what's the reason? What's going to get done with that? Does he honestly think that it's going to drive them out of the neighborhood? Does he think he's going to start some sort of revolution?
Well,
no, I mean, it's not going to start anyway.
I guess he could have just left it as I'm not paying you. I offered you a job. He said, no, I'm driving away. Right. And I suppose that's the case.
Or maybe he could volunteer for the Salvation Army. Or maybe he could.
Maybe he does
that
though. What he's trying to point out though.
Maybe this homeless person has mental issues. Maybe this homeless person is unable.
I said that. Yeah. I have followed.
No, but I'm saying there are a lot of maybes in this situation that I don't think the guy is thinking about.
I did follow one of those guys that stands on the boulevard in our area one time when he was begging. And I followed him back to his nice truck.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I know, but there are things in this world worth fighting about and things that aren't. Now, if you think that he's going to go back to his nice truck, then don't give him money.
No, that's right.
That's all you got to do. Guess what?
Yeah.
Keep driving.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Good morning, I'm Chad.
I'm Ballsy.
There we go.
So, I'm just thinking, I'm going to admit something. I don't admit too often I'm wrong. Because I'm not wrong that often. And I don't really admit that I'm inferior in a lot of things, but I'm going to say right now, I would say right now that between the two of us, if we were to choose who the most manly individual is in the show, it would be you. You're trying.
Well, that's stereotyping.
No, it's not. If you think of a man, you think of a man that can do things around the home, like home improvement stuff.
I can't.
Though. Oh, really? Really? Mm. So how is the fence? How is the fence? The solo fence building going for you?
Not good.
Well, it's because
it's
of the
going,
weather.
But yeah.
Yeah, you destroyed it by yourself.
Mm.
And you, how long did
that's
it take?
Easy to do.
How long did it take you to get everything? Like, I know you're being very methodical about this. Like, how far did you get yesterday?
I got one post in.
But was it okay?
Yeah, posted level. So, level as hell.
So you what does that entail? Like, you have to dig stuff? Like, did you have to use a jack
or something? So I do it kind of differently. Okay. Do we really want me to go
No, okay. So anyways, here's where I'm going with this. Chad is using jacks and lifts and bobcats and sledgehammers and all this stuff.
Post augers,
calluses, wood.
I cranked my back out a bit, too.
Yeah,
yesterday.
Splinters.
Yeah.
Ballsy went home at 9:30 and took a crap and plugged his toilet. And for my landlord has replaced the toilet, okay? It's a brand new toilet, okay? I plunge this thing for 30 minutes. I'm not going to get descriptive here, but I go into YouTube and look at how-to videos.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I couldn't have forgotten how to plunge a toilet. But apparently I did. Because for the, not once, twice, third, for the fourth time, I had to call my landlady, who called her father, who came over to my condo at 10 o'clock.
How embarrassing.
And all he said
was... Were there morsels in it?
No. It wasn't that bad. Like, it wasn't bad.
Toilet paper? Is that what it was?
One piece. I went all Sheryl Crow on the thing.
Man.
And I'm going to tell you this right now. I went to... Like, he comes in. He's got his industrial plunger. He goes, I have two plungers. He's like, no, it's a plunging problem. It's done. So he leaves. Why? So he leaves me his industrial plunger.
Yeah.
And walks out like he's
that plunger's still not going to work for you. I bet.
Why?
Why don't you get you need to eat less fiber? Maybe. Like, I don't know. What is going on?
I usually what I do is without getting to I double flush, and I didn't this time, and it cost
do you
me.
Keep when you plunge.
Yes.
Do you keep the suction on?
Yes.
Like, you don't lift the plunger.
No,
you keep it there and you just wiggle it back
video.
And forth.
You're supposed to fill the plunger with water.
Yeah, yeah.
So the water shoots down
right.
And you keep it tight.
Okay, yeah.
And I jiggled.
Yeah.
He said to me, you got two, not one, but two crappy plungers. So he gave me this industrial plunger.
You should always invest in a good plunger.
So I'm going to load that sucker up and do a test today and see if I can plunge.
That should turn up.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Wolf. 60% of people only do this once a week. What do you got? Hey, the Wolf. Guesses?
Put on deodorant?
No. Good morning, the Wolf. What is it?
Oh, I think it's changing the bath towel.
Hey! Yes! What's your name?
My name's Mac.
Mac, how often do you change the bath towel yourself?
Every 2 days.
Yeah, that's about right, I'd say. 60% of people say they only change it once a week. That is gross.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's
call me chauvinistic, but I actually kind of don't know how often I do. I just reach over and there's a new towel.
Oh, God, you're so lucky.
Yeah, I'm lucky that way. But
do you share towels? Like, would you share with your wife? Like, I share with my kids?
I would. I mean, I'm sure I have, but we kind of have our spots. You have mine's the far towel. Closest, you know what I mean?
Hey, man, we need a wolf howl from you.
Enjoy the interrupters.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Wanted to thank Michelle Knobloch for coming out, and Paul, her friend Paul, and Kelly also came out and golfed with me yesterday. It's Wednesday whack off wrapped up, but we did it yesterday because she forgot last week when I was driving out there. So we made it happen yesterday with our good friends over there at the Deer Valley Golf and Estates out there.
Yeah.
They have their club championship going on this weekend. But anyway, we were out there. It looks really nice. Green. I love that course. I love that clubhouse. What a great clubhouse. So we had our... We had our Great Western, and we had our hot dogs, which I had the four cheese hot dog, outstanding.
How many balls did you lose?
I didn't lose. Actually, Kelly, I golfed. Michelle and Paul were in a cart, and I was in a cart with Kelly. Mm. Kelly said, he goes, Balls, I said, so you golf much? He goes, no, we're not going to hustle you. He goes, I get out once or twice a year. My dad used to work at a golf course, so I hung out at the driving range, but I'm not very good.
Mm.
Dude was unbelievable. Like, he hit it a mile. And
I saw there's one photo of him with his pants around.
He
his
only
ankles.
Missed one bad shot, and it didn't make the women's tee.
Yeah.
So he dropped his pants.
Was it you who told him he had to? Or
no,
did
he did it himself voluntarily. Oh, wow. He knows the rules.
Yeah.
You know the rules.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to go by that, I did not have to do that.
Yeah.
And he showed me, you know, because I have that bad, I have that wicked slice.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had to turn my hands over. So I was hitting it pretty straight.
Yeah.
But, and I'm usually a good putter, but I sucked at the putting. Oh, it's terrible. I'd get on.
Driving's for show, putting's for dough, buddy.
Yeah, and I'd get on in three or four, and then it'd be eight. It was just terrible all around the thing. But anyway, thanks to Michelle. Thanks to Kelly and Paul for coming out and making it a great day. And thanks to the great gang at Deer Valley. Once again, Wednesday Whack Off. We'll be back doing it again next summer.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.